In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I want to speak about Saint Paul because he is our intercessor. The subject is humility in Saint Paul's life. As you were saying, humility is an important virtue in the life of an evangelist. You can never be a successful evangelist if you are not humble enough to know exactly the will of God. If you feel proud of yourself, you will be guided by your mind, by your desires, and you will be totally lost, and you may guide the people behind you in a wrong way. But when you are humble in heart, you can be guided by the Holy Spirit. You can see clearly the exact will of God. So we need so much this virtue. And as I were telling you, let's pray for this virtue for like 3 months from our heart, especially in the period of the Lent, so we may get or gain this virtue of humility. We need it badly, as people need badly the guidance of God through our missionary service. So when we focus on St. Paul's character, we can see that this man was the best evangelist in his era because of being humble. He was very much humble. Although he was very much talented, he had many gifts. He could make thousands of miracles. He opened many, many churches. He is the man of Asia and Europe. He is very superior in his missionary service, more superior than any of the apostles. Still, he was very humble. So I'll tell you some of the points you can see clearly the humility virtue in the life of St. Paul. First of all, the self-confrontation. You know, many people met the Lord Jesus Christ in many ways. But this man, when he saw Christ by his eyes, he had this kind of confrontation, very honest in confrontation. He could see clearly that he was living in darkness. He ignored all his previous knowledge. He confessed, he admitted that he was wrong, totally wrong. That's why he ended this meeting saying, "Lord, tell me exactly what to do. What do you want me to do?" And he followed this word all through his life. So actually, we confront ourselves, but we do not admit easily that we are doing bad. We do not confess in front of our conscience that we are doing wrong. We go to excuses, we think of others' problems, but this kind of honest confrontation is not easy. That's why many people met the Lord before, but they did not change like this kind of change. His change was dramatic, was tremendous. His transformation was very clear. That's because this man was humble in heart. Although talented and gifted, but he confessed one day that I was very much ignorant. I was a blasphemer. Blasphemer, يعني مجدف. So he spoke clearly about his past history, how much darkness he lived in. Again, you know, because of this honest heart, right after the meeting with the Lord, he stayed for 3 days fasting, no water, no food, by his will to express his repentance. The honest repentance is an expression of humility. We do not repent strongly because we are not humble enough. The humble people, when they repent, they express their repentance in very strong way. Zacchaeus was very humble when he stood before the Lord and he confessed in front of everyone that he lived a bad life and he's going to to change everything, and he promised many promises. That's because he was humble. The bad woman, when she came to the Lord, she cried on his feet. She was very humble. That's why her repentance was very strong. Our repentance usually very superficial, very weak, because we are full of pride. We still confident with ourselves. We see ourselves very good. Even when we see our sins, we still trust ourselves more than we trust the model in front of our eyes, which is the Lord Himself. Again, look to His words in the letter to Corinthians. Moreover, it's required in stewards, He called Himself and other priests, apostles, as stewards, wukala, that one be found faithful. But with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. It's not easy for anyone to say so. When you do not consider the opinion of others much, you do not care if others see you as very much glorified, you don't care. You just care for one simple point. What my look in the eyes of the Lord. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know nothing against myself. Yet I am not justified by this, but He who judges me is the Lord. So this man was very honest with himself, that he always considered the eyes of the Lord. He is the real judge. He is my judge. I am not justified because people love me or I don't see the sins I do. No, the one who will judge me is the Lord. Another important expression of his humility, that he easily submit himself to the hierarchy of the church. Saint Paul could see the Lord Jesus Christ many times. He did not see Christ once. He saw Him many times. He spoke to Him face to face. And he had many, many gifts, more than any of the apostles. But still, he considered with very much respect the hierarchy of the church. He submit himself. We servants, sometimes it's not easy for us to say hadr, to submit ourselves. It's not easy. Because we consider our knowledge, our experience, our past history in the church. So we can easily say, this servant is saying wrong. Abuna is not right. We dare to say so because we are not humble. But this man was very humble. Despite of the visions, the miracles, the extensions, the expansions, all the positives in his life, he stayed very humble and very submissive to the church. He was reporting to St. Peter, St. James, St. John as his fathers, fathers of the church. He considered them very much. He obeyed all the rules, all the traditions. Although the Holy Spirit chose this man to write more than the 50% of the New Testament, still he was submissive. People love him. In spite of the love of the people and the large number of disciples, he stayed as before the young, the weak, the last, the least disciple. You can see in Galatians, he wrote, I went up by revelation and communicated to them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. Again, in the book of Acts, they went through the city. They delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles. He handed over the decrees, the traditions that made by the men of the church. He was just a messenger. He did not consider him the father of all, although he was an apostle. Another important expression of humility in the life of St. Paul, and we wish as servants to have this in our life, accepting God's will. You can evaluate the level of humility by acceptance. How much you accept the will of God. When it comes against your will, in circumstances when things do not go the way you planned, you dreamed of, can you accept easily any kind of change in your life? This is exactly an indicator of humility. St. Paul accepted everything. You know, when he was early baptized, he thought, he was convinced that his mission in life is to preach to the Jews. He was very honest as old Jew. He was a Pharisee. He kept the Old Testament in his heart. So he could see himself as a very good servant serving the Jews. But all of a sudden, Christ chose not to go this way. Please change your service. It's not your mission. It's St. Peter, St. John, others, not yours. He accepted easily. And he went to the other mission, which he never dreamt of, which he did not see himself as good as in the old one. But again, being humble, he accepted the will of God. The change happened by the Lord. Stop serving with the Jews and serve the Gentiles. Hadr. Okay. Yes. And he was very honest in serving the pagans, although it was not his wish. Again, he started in Antioch, and the service was perfect. And he enjoyed serving in Antioch. And all of a sudden, another change. Leave Antioch and go to Asia. Okay. He left Antioch and he went to Asia in his first journey. After 3 years in Asia Minor, and he made a great service, and thousands were baptized because of his preaching. All of a sudden, Christ again ordered him to leave Asia and go to Greece, to go to Europe. That's a third change in his life. Another new mission. Again, he accepted everything, saying, "This is your will, God, I will do it." So you can know exactly the will of God, the level of humility, how happily you accept God's will. Any change in your life, do you accept it easily, saying, okay? Another good expression of humility is the full confidence in grace. St. Paul trusts the grace of God very much. He was sure that whatever good in his life is not his, is not St. Paul. It's God's gift. All miracles, God's gift. All tongues, all preaching, all sermons, all leadership, all talents in his life were God's gift. He could see this very clearly. Actually, we say it, but we do not feel it all the time. We do not consider the grace of God as the real power in our life. We trust in ourselves. We see good in ourselves. We depend on ourselves. We consider our history. We accept the good words coming from the people loving us. We rarely praise the grace of God. But St. Paul, being humble, saw it clearly. As he said once, "By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. And even this labor, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." So even the power, the labor, ta'ab, he spent in his service was also related to the grace of God. When he spoke about the other apostles, he said once in Corinthians, after that he was seen by James, he was speaking about the resurrection of the Lord, then by all the apostles, then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. That's how he saw himself. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Can any of you consider himself for the whole life? I do not deserve to be a servant. Can you keep saying this from your heart all through your life? Whatever you did in the service, you still see it clearly. I do not deserve to be a servant. So he said so. Because I persecuted the church of God, by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. Again, in Ephesians he said, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's the gift of God. So in teaching people, he also mentioned the grace of God very frequently. That's why in the liturgy, in Philodes, we end any of the apostolic readings, sample readings, saying, Ni'mat Allah al-Ab, the grace of God be with you all. Because this man was the man of grace. He considered the grace of God because he was humble. Another important expression of humility, that he saw parallel to the grace of God, his weakness. All the time, he saw both the grace of God, the hand of God, the love of God, and how much weak, how much little he was. For I am the least of the apostles. I'm not worthy to be called an apostle. Again, he said, who is weak? I'm not weak. Who is made to stumble? I do not burn with indignation. That's why Christ revealed himself once to him, saying, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. That's the theme we all know, but this theme, he lived it. All the time, he is weak but strong. Very much weak, but also very strong with the grace of God. This clear vision helped him to do all what he did in his missionary. Actually, usually, we forgot both. We forgot the power of the grace of God, and we forgot the weakness of ourselves, because we are not humble enough. The last thing in his life, in his character as humble one, that he encouraged all the servants who served with him from all his heart. He respected everyone served with him. He empowered them. He gave them the credit, the dignity, the glory. He pushed them to be in front of him. You can see this in many of his epistles, like when he spoke about Timothy. To Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. True son in faith. When he spoke about Epaphroditus, I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need. All these good words, just for someone who we did not know anything about him, Epaphroditus. But this is the humility in St. Paul. He respected everyone serving with him. He could see the good in everyone working with him. Again, when he spoke about St. Luke, he said, Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greets you. Again, my beloved, if you want to be a good servant, please work on the virtue of humility. Ask God to give this to you, give you the humble heart, to see yourself very weak, very lost, very least, very little. With the grace of God, you can do everything. But when you see yourself as something, you can never enjoy the hand of God in your life. So please ask for this virtue. Work on it. Just say, Hadr. Submit yourself to the church, to the fathers, to the servants, to whoever around you. Enjoy meditating in the life of Christ in this virtue of humility. Because Christ said it clearly, تعلموا مني, learn out of me, because I'm meek and humble hearted. So this lesson we can never gain without the Lord Christ Himself. Glory to God. Amen. النهاردة ما فيش homework for the newcomers. ده خبر جميل قوي. هلا متأكدة هلا لا تكون هلا عيانة. هلا. صحيح؟ حاسس انها ده خبر كويس قوي. اقول لكم خبر احلى. بكرة كمان يوم الحد ما فيش homework جديد. الأسبوع ده بس كده يعني عشان إيه انتوا اشتكيتوا من كتر الهومورك.